America can only move forward when we work together.
He says he's considering a run for U.S. Senate. President Trump continuing his campaign, flying to a rally tonight in New Hampshire, a state he narrowly lost in 2016. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Still a very hot day today with a high temperature in the upper 90s, perhaps 97, but the humidity level and the heat index a little lower today. Mostly sunny. Overnight low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Saturday continued very hot with a high in the upper 90s both days, but the humidity levels not awful, not extremely bad. Then on Sunday, hot and humid with a high in the mid-90s. So all the humidity is back by then. Scattered random hit-or-miss storms and rain chances get better on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. There is now an $11,000 reward for any information on the shooting death of 17-year-old Courtney Jones. Authorities say she was found shot inside her home on Hall Street on July 21st. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A Selma man is behind bars accused of abusing his 11-month-old daughter. Police say 26-year-old Anthony Portis is charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. The child was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, spinal damage, and brain trauma. Portis is now in the Dallas County Jail without bond. And Montgomery police are investigating a late-night shootout. They say a man was shot in the 5900 block of Oakley Road Tuesday night. The victim's injuries are not life-threatening. Police have not made any arrests in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Holy macro! Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow! And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it, or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Police in Philadelphia engage in a gunfight with at least one, possibly multiple shooters barricaded inside a residential building.
Deepening fears the economy could be weakening. The Dow plunging more than 800 points.
On the subject of abortion, Republican Representative Steve King of Iowa offered a theory about all of mankind.
What if we went back through all the family trees and just pulled those people out that were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that?
Hello? lawyer for the man who was accused of body slamming a boy for not removing his hat for the national anthem says his client struggles with impulse control.
Protesters are gathered in front of the federal courthouse in Pasadena, California, over the Trump administration's efforts to strip temporary protected status from hundreds of thousands of people.
The man who got arrested after walking through Missouri Walmart, heavily armed, says he didn't mean to cause a panic, but that was poor timing on his part.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a police officer, give them a big thumbs up. Let's go to the phones. Oh, by the way, any caller can get in on Sweet Free Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then brand new first-time callers can get in on the Fresh Market gift card, $50 from Fresh Market. They have got the Colossal Shrimp on sale, $12.99. The Wild Shrimp, $7.99. That's $7 a pound off. They have got the Premium and Prime Beef Tenderloin, selling it for less than what they paid for it. Yes, that is true. Let me go to the phones. Let's go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Dan. And since you went there, go ahead and put me in for Sweet Creek, 722.
Got it. Joey's got you. What's on your mind today?
After last night. Now, you know, first off, I think WSFA should be commended for doing what they did.
Well, let me tell you something. Mark Bullock, who's a friend of mine, and Valerie did a very good job last night. I was very impressed when I told the general manager that, matter of fact, last night.
And I agree. I think they did a fantastic job. If they could have done one thing different, I would have liked to have seen them maybe split that up and do 5 one night, 6 the other, and give them more of an opportunity to talk. The 30 seconds, 40 seconds, you just really couldn't get a feel. Although, It was pretty telling when Ronald Davis, for example, is quoting Aristotle from the 19th century. Well, if I remember right, Aristotle was the 4th
century. A little before the 19th century.
Okay, B.C. And it's like, wait, what? I always thought that when I went to the fair and I watched the racing pigs, that was going to be like, time that I would never get back in my life. And I felt that last night after watching this debate. Some of these, it made no sense, and we want to talk about the West Side, but let's talk about the history then of the West Side. We had businesses all down the Southern Boulevard. Why did they close? Why did the Montgomery Mall close? We talk about entertainment. Well, we don't have anything for these people to do. What about the Rose Supper Club up here? Why did it close? We've got the venues, but we've got to curb the crime. And until we curb the crime, it doesn't make any sense to invest money in the West Side if you're not going to take care of what you have. And so to me, it was really, I think some of the biggest takeaways was the community centers. Let's get them back and let's give these kids something to do and possibly even the mentoring. But then most of that was, it was a circus. It made Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer look good.
There's an insult in there somewhere. Let's do an analysis here. Who do you think, who surprised you that did really well last night?
I think who I was most impressed with was the attorney Love. I couldn't get past all of the go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, which is just a speech thing. But I was more impressed with his vision, if you will, or his responses. Arthur Davis, you know, this wishy-washy, we got to go back and look at his whole history of where he is. He's a professional politician. And so I kind of took what he said with a grain of salt. I think he knows what answers to provide, but I don't think that equates to action. David Woods, I was impressed with Woods, and to some degree, Reed. I think what concerns me is, you know, let's go back and follow the PAC money that's even involved in this level, and where is their real hearts? You know, I think if the election was tomorrow, I'd write in Todd Strange.
Yeah, but Barry Sherman asked he would not serve. So, you liked Love, you said?
I was impressed with Love's answers.
Yeah, Love to me was a real surprise. He was the guy that I'd seen a video of him before. I liked the video. Another person produced the video and did a very good job with it. But Love did a good job. And he was the person that I was most surprised by. The person that I was most disappointed in was Eddie Kroll. I had heard so many great things about him from people I have tremendous respect for. Tremendous respect, even family members of mine. But he, talking about under-delivered and underperformed.
I couldn't agree more. I think I had heard so much about him. I expected more. I don't know how much of that, Dan, was the 30 to 45 second responses, and they were trying to cram stuff into that short period. But I agree with you. I think it was an underperformance.
Yeah, you know, having been somebody who's been involved in a whole bunch of campaigns, as everything from working on them to advising them, one of the things that you're doing is you have to be able to communicate to the public. I asked Todd Strange what is the most important talent you need to have, and he said communications needs to be your most important talent. You need to be able to relay what your plans and passion is for the city to other people. If you're not able to do that, you just get frozen. And so you're doing a job interview, and your ability to articulate and express your desires for the city is very important. General just didn't do that for me. I really thought he was going to give me this kind of great, thoughtful, big picture story of Montgomery, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting you said that, because as I was watching all of these candidates respond, and I thought, okay, so if this is the guy who, let's say, is going to Japan or is going to Germany, and he's representing us, and he's talking about fried chicken, I was using that kind of as a measuring stick. Who could really convey the art or articulate the vision of Montgomery? Why you should come to Montgomery?
There you go.
I just didn't see it.
Well, and the other thing I looked at, and I opened the show with this, if I was a visitor and I was sitting in a hotel and I turned on the TV to see this, and I was thinking about moving to Montgomery, I would pull back all my chips off the table after seeing that. Because one of the things that a mayor does, having been around a whole bunch of them and have known a whole bunch of them on a personal basis, you must be able to, when somebody looks at that person, that you are getting, you're having the concept of the city conveyed to you by that person. Todd Strange does an outstanding job with that. Bobby Bright did a fairly good job with that. Emory Farmer did a great job with that. When you saw Emory, you saw Montgomery. And so when you see Stephen Reed, do you see Montgomery? Is Stephen Reed the guy you want to have representing Montgomery? Is Arthur Davis the guy you want to have representing Montgomery? When you look at that person, that's what Montgomery is. You know, is the general what you want to be representing is love. You know, that's the way I measure everyone. Everybody, there are a whole bunch of people in there, Biddy being the biggest, that I would not want that person representing Montgomery.
And I agree 1,000%. I think, you know, somebody said it earlier in this. Well, I didn't even watch the debate and or the for, it wasn't a debate, the forum. And I'm thinking, Montgomery needs to wake up. You know, we sit back, we complain all the time about our school system. We complain about the West Side. We complain about all these things, but we're not willing to even spend the time to figure out which candidate is going to be the best one to move Montgomery forward. And I think that we have become, the word escapes me, but...
complacent?
Apathetic
would be a good one. A problem that when you look at the people that get out and vote, people say, well, I want everybody to get out and vote. No, I really don't want everybody to get out and vote because they're not willing to put the time in to figure out what these candidates are really all about. If I were to bring in audience members and ask them, what do you think Arturo Davis or Stephen Reed or General Kroll, David Woods, what do you think they stand for? Some of them could get a part of it right. A whole bunch of them could get none of it right. Like, for example, I'm really not sure where Stephen Reed really stands on things. I have a sense of what he said, but I don't know where he really stands, and does his actions back that up?
Right. I agree. Let me ask you a question, too, though, sure. About Ferrari. Because she mentioned about, you know, well, I would, the first thing I would do is hire a new director to be over crime and drugs and gangs. Didn't we have that before in, it wasn't Kevin Murphy, it was the
Chris Murphy was in charge of the police department, EMT, and fire. All that fell under his office. And then when Chris left, the general came in, General Sam came in, and now he's running that. And I think what he was trying to convey is that there are these top issues that are happening to the city, and I want one person to be responsible for that. I'm not sure that that's a good approach to anything myself.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, Dan, thank you for your time. Oh, and for Rodney, it was Paul Simon. Okay, it wasn't one of the Beatles. It was Paul Simon for that song that Cody sang on America's Got Talent. It was Bridge Over Water.
Over Troubled Waters, okay. Thanks, yep. Rick. I appreciate you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Your name's in the drawing. Rick's coming back to you right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Ah, yeah.
Let's go to somebody who knows something about city government. Let's go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call.
How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm kind of sad.
Why?
Well, my wife's stuck in a meeting in Montgomery, and we've got company coming in from out of town, and I'm the only one left to clean house.
Oh, boy, she put it on you, didn't she?
Well, I was taking a shower, and I said, gosh, I need to clean this shower. And so I went a little over. I figured the more cleaning solution you use, the better it's going to be, but my lungs didn't agree with that.
Yeah, really? So you inhaled them too much.
Oh, man. Hey, but before I go too far, Dan, if I may, could you please put me in the drawing for that Sweet Creek, because every time I call, I forget to ask, and I've got arthritis, and I can't kick myself in the butt anymore like I used to.
Rich, for you, it would be a pleasure. Give me your month and day of birth.
December 25th.
You got it, my friend.
Thank you so much. The reason I called, Dan, is I just wanted to make some comments about that, not a debate, what do they call it, forum. There are two people that shined in my eyes, and one of them was one that you mentioned, that Mr. Love. And also, I really had a lot of sympathy for General Crow, because he was in unfamiliar territory, and it was almost like he was given instructions before he went out there. General, don't go out there and sound like a general. And he was given, they were given complex questions, and he's not used to having a limited amount of time to address a complicated question. So I just don't think he was prepared to oversimplify something, you know, like the questions that they were asking that were so broad and so complex that, you know, I just think that was out of his wheelhouse. And, but you've got to give him his due, because this man didn't get to be general by accident. He's a leader of men, and he's an organizer, and he's a leader. And that's what this city needs badly. And I would hate to think what the city would turn into in the hands of some of those people running for mayor. It scares me.
Well, do you think he did a good job last night?
No, I didn't say he did a good job.
Oh, okay, okay.
I just think he was trying to be too measured. That's the feeling I got.
He didn't look like he really wanted to be there. It's kind of like, guys, either make me mayor or I'll go do what I want to go do. I can go do the job, but, you know, it's your choice. But he didn't give me a reason to make him mayor.
Yeah, he's not used to the dog and pony shows, is what you're trying to say, yeah. I think. And that's unfortunately part of being a politician nowadays. But, you know, I know some very good mayors that aren't. They're just adequate public speakers, but they're darn good mayors. And, you know, proof is in the pudding, and they've proven themselves.
Is Byard one of those?
No, unfortunately. He's kind of like Arthur Davis. That's all he can do is talk.
That was one of those slow-hanging balls coming over the plate for you.
Oh, man. Well, why do y'all keep bringing that up for me? I mean, I try to get that out of my mind. And y'all keep throwing that up in my face, and I bite every time.
I know.
Just like a big old king mackerel. But anyway, yeah, you know, I want everybody to know that I like Jim Byard. I mean, I really do. He's a nice guy. He's just not a good manager.
No.
He really has no business managing somebody's city, and he's proven that. And that's nothing personal. I mean, I just don't want anybody to get that impression because, you know, he's a good family man, and that's all I can say.
Real quickly, how far are you from Newton Park?
On the other side of town.
Oh, okay. Were you kind of surprised to hear about that shooting?
Very much so, because that is that's such a settled part of town, and a lot of kids go there to play, and a lot of sports activities take place there, and we've got some nice tennis courts there that people use all the time, and I don't know what the circumstances were. I just got that BOLO warning.
Mm-hmm.
About a shooting, but I don't know what the details are. Somebody suggested it might have something to do with a drug deal or something. I don't know, but it's sad that we have that kind of activity going on in Prattville. But I can assure you, if they broke the law and they shooting guns in the city of Prattville, Chief Thompson will make them pay for that mistake.
Yeah, let me tell you, Mark is a very, very sharp individual.
He is. He doesn't play. He doesn't, he just does his job, and he does it very well.
He really does. Prattville is very fortunate to have him.
Absolutely. I don't think we're fortunate to have our mayor, too. I'm going to throw that in, too, because he's the one that elected him.
I agree.
Well, that's all I had to say.
Okay, I got you in for the drawing now.
Well, thank you.
Okay, here's the deal, though. If you win, I'm going to meet you down there, okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
You got it, my friend. We'll do that drawing tomorrow, okay?
Hey, do I have to bring beer?
Yeah, but it's going to be my skunky beer.
Yeah, that'd be great. I always love seeing you. All right.
Thanks, my friend.
All right, good
folks. Remember, 50% off, and it ends today. No, what it goes to the end of the month? What was that? The other one ended today. I think this goes to the end of the month. 50% off Dan Black Studios, his conversion from from VHS beta over to digital. 50% off, folks. That is pretty darn transfer. Good.
Yeah. That's impressive.
I mean, you can't beat that. Let me see if... I was so stunned when Joey told me about it and he sent me the message.
No, it's an amazing deal.
It really is. So get ready to copy this cell phone number down so you can take advantage of it. 334-279-6036. 279-6036. Dan Black Studios. 50% off. But you must mention that you're a Dan Marr Show listener. He's going to take great care of you, my friend. Let me go to a break. We'll be back right after this.
Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Israel is blocking visits by two American congresswomen who've been critical of the nation's policies.
Representatives Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib were scheduled to visit Israel on Friday. Suspected of promoting the Boycott, Divest, Sanctions, or BDS movement, the members will be denied access in accordance to an obscure 2017 law in Israel that allows the government to deny entry to those who encourage these actions within the movement.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem. The field of Democratic presidential hopefuls has gotten a bit smaller. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper today releasing a video declaring he's ending his presidential campaign.
But I will never stop believing that America can only move forward when we work together.
He says he's considering a run for U.S. Senate. President Trump continuing his campaign, flying to a rally tonight in New Hampshire, a state he narrowly lost in 2016. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Still a very hot day today with a high temperature in the upper 90s, perhaps 97, but the humidity level and the heat index a little lower today, mostly sunny. Overnight low tonight, 72. Tomorrow and Saturday continued very hot with a high in the upper 90s both days, but the humidity levels not awful, not extremely bad. Then on Sunday, hot and humid with a high in the mid-90s, so all the humidity is back by then. Scattered random hit-or-miss storms, and rain chances get better on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. We're a legend caller, good friend of mine. Because not only someone that represents the city in a positive way, but also someone that provides a strikingly different role model for the inner city youth. Who would that be? Not much time left, boys and girls. You want to get your shot in? Well, you better call. Papa B did. Hey, Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Dan Joey!
How are you, my man?
I'm doing super fantabulous as usual.
Are you, like, making, you know, wheelbarrows full of money today?
You know what? I'm doing pretty good this month. If I just didn't have continuing education to slow me down.
Don't you hate that? I passed the mark where I don't have to take as much as I used to, particularly for my life, my insurance license in Alabama. I don't have to do that anymore. But I'm looking down. I was looking down at my calendar. I've got 4 hours worth of stuff I've got to do on the internet. 4 hours.
Wow. Well, I've got 28 hours.
that's between now and the end of next month.
Yeah. Well, that's me too. In September, I got to have it all done.
Oh, but, you waited. You waited to the end.
I always do. I always do.
I had it.
But I'm telling you, I'm convinced that continuing education is...
It's a racket.
Something, it's spawned from hell. I think there's a circle of hell that is called continuing education.
Let me tell you what they do. These companies go in and they come down to a place like Alabama. They talk to some legislators talking about continuing education. So they will get money from people like the two of us who are required to pay them to go take their damn classes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and see, this is on a national level here. So, there are companies that contract it out through the state. You're right. So, I don't know, man. I just know that if I don't do it, I don't get my license renewed. So
there you go. Well, so I work for a company now that gives us all of that. That comes by being a franchise owner, so they pay for all that. So that saves me $1,500 a year at least.
Yeah, yeah. It'll save a lot of money. Hey, you know, my brother and I were talking the other day, and he reminded me of something. What's that cat that got mad about being called Fredo? What's his name? That reporter?
Chris Cuomo.
Cuomo, yeah.
Chris Cuomo, okay. Got all upset, you know, because somebody called him Fredo. I don't know whether it was an insult purposely or not, but yeah, I mean, you know, he's just giving him down the road. Well, you know, my brother reminded me that Chris Cuomo was one of those reporters that flew off the handle at that little Catholic boy when he was having that Indian come up beating the drum in his face and told that said that little Catholic boy should have just walked away. Well, you know, I guess it was good enough for him to say it to tell somebody else what to do, but he didn't want to follow his own advice.
Well, also, you know, there's some audio that's out now where he's using that terminology about himself.
Yeah. Man, I tell you what, the duplicity of people like Chris Cuomo and people on the left just absolutely are just out. They're just remarkable, and they don't even think about it.
Have you seen the video of April Ryan's bodyguards taking a reporter out and covering his camera up, taking his camera away from him?
No.
That she was at an event and she didn't want him to be recorded?
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. Hey, one other thing, you know, is all of this talk from the left, white nationalists, Nazi, whatever.
Yep.
You know, that's going on. Then, you know, it's not only a defamatory lie, it's also a political tactic.
Absolutely.
I think what they're really scared of is losing the black vote or a substantial portion of the black vote. And one of the reasons they're being all hot and bothered about this and really ramping up that rhetoric is because I think some of the black vote is going to leave them or threatening to. And so they got to keep that pot stirred. What do you think about that?
No, I'm in total agreement with you.
So, but, you know, the problem I think they have is where do they go from here? It's like, what more can you say? What more can you do? How much more outrageous can you get? And they've already gone to the top. So where do they go? Whatever shock value they might get out of it, it's gone, and we're still a year and a half away from the election. So what happens now?
Well, they're basically void of any. If you think about it, I mean, tell me what the plans are that these guys have, and I don't see any.
Nothing. They have nothing. They, you know, after the Mueller thing blew up on them, so they went straight to racist, white nationalist, Nazi, the Russian agent. Whatever. Man, it was like the sounds of a dying animal going on is what it looks to me like. You know, they don't have anything else to do or say, so they just saying something, you know, getting it out there, throwing it in the fan, see if it sticks somewhere. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know where they go from here, but I don't see how they can get any worse. What else are they going to do? I do think, though, that there is a substantial portion of the black population. They may not say they're going to vote Republican, or
Yeah, they're not going to vote Republican. What they're going to do is they're going to vote for Trump.
Right. Or just not vote at all. And see, you know, here's the thing. If I'm a black person and I get all this blowback from my race and culture about supporting Trump or anything, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to sit back and just kind of nod my head because I'm not going to, I don't need it in my life. Life is too short to listen to these freaks. So I'm just going to either not vote or vote for Trump and not tell anybody. And so I think that's what they are genuinely concerned about on the left, because, man, if they lose 15% of the black vote, or the black vote doesn't come through for them in 15 or 20%, it just blows their whole campaign plans to smithereens, does it not?
Absolutely.
How much of the black vote will either have to not vote or abandon them
if they do what they did last time and Trump gets 12%, then that means North Carolina is definitely in play, will probably be won, and Virginia becomes in play.
My goodness, Virginia. How's he looking in Virginia right now?
I haven't seen any separate polls for Virginia.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out here before long. Dan, I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Well, I appreciate you calling. You be good out there.
All right, we'll see.
Ta-ta. Let me continue on with Andrew McCarthy on he's going to get into a really interesting piece after this one, but listen to him talking about a Durham-style investigation on the Epstein matter.
I want to see is a John Durham type investigation where everybody that is investigating is non-partial, bipartisan. I want the cleanest thing in the world to investigate this, just so that as Americans we can feel confident and know what happened. Is that realistic?
I hope it is. What's really sad is that you have to describe it that way.
Right.
Because it used to be implicit that that was what these investigations were. I'm very proud to have been at the Southern District of New York for almost 20 years.
Right.
I think we would have taken umbrage at the suggestion that investigations were any other way. But, this is the world
we're talking about it because it's
now. Fascinating.
We want to know what happened within that jail cell. But ultimately, we care. We have to remember the victims. All these women that are claiming that he sexually assaulted them at an early age when they were minors. What happens to them? When do they get justice?
Well, Ainsley, the thing I think we can take heart from is that Attorney General Barr has been very clear that this case is going on, this investigation is going on. One of the things that was notable reading the indictment is that the first charge is a conspiracy charge, so that he was not the only person who was alleged to have been at the root of this abuse. And Barr says this is going to continue. So it's going to continue in the criminal context. There's going to be civil litigation, and I think the victims will get justice.
Okay, this is Andrew McCarthy. He's a former U.S. attorney, Southern District of New York, and really sharp guy. He also just did a book. He's going to talk about this book. It's very interesting, the path that he goes here. Talks about the things that he felt that he kind of got wrong and some stuff. And I like a guy that does this.
You write in the book, there was no collusion between President Trump's campaign and the Russians, but there was collusion between...
Well, I think that the Obama administration put the law enforcement and intelligence apparatus of our government in the service of the Clinton campaign.
So the collusion was between Obama and Clinton?
Yes, and it was the use of these counterintelligence powers and law enforcement processes in our political process, which is never supposed to happen.
But it did, according to your book.
Well, I tried in the book to not make assertions that I couldn't back up, and I think it's pretty richly footnoted and corroborated, which is more than you can say for, say, the dossier.
Why did you write the book? What was your inspiration?
Well, I started out having covered a lot of the Clinton emails case and the Trump-Russia case, and what bothered me was the difference in the quality of justice that was afforded. I don't think any objective person can look at those two investigations and say the same quality of justice was afforded to each. But the other thing is, I think I was essentially wrong about something I felt very strongly about at the beginning. I told people that there was no way they would take an uncorroborated screed of political opposition and take it to a federal court to get a surveillance warrant. And I told people they were crazy to think that the FBI and the Justice Department would ever do that. So I wanted to know, why was I so spectacularly wrong? And I think the answer is, In every investigation, the investigators always think that their bad guys are the worst bad guys in the history of bad guys. Mm-hmm. And what you always need is the adult supervision of leadership, headquarters, whether it's at the Justice Department or the FBI, to police the inevitable tendency people have to push the envelope. And I think what happened here, Ainsley, is supervision became the investigator. Mm-hmm. And when they pushed the envelope, there was nobody there to tell them no. Right.
That was a great point, and that's why I like this guy so much. Now, I'm going to go to a break. He's going to come back, and he's going to be talking about how high does this go up on the FISA abuse and on spying. You're going to want to hear this. The AMR Show will be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, Joe, we got enough clips left over for the show for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. It's going to be easy. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday, TGIF Eve. Last segment of the show today. We get your shots in. You better call. Okay, here's Andrew McCarthy now, and he's going to say, how high do you think this goes? And now he's got a background in this, and he knows what he's talking about. I think you're going to like this.
Andy, I saw the president answered a question up on Capitol Hill from a reporter about how high he thought this went in the Obama administration. And he said, I really shouldn't answer, but you know what I think. How high do you think it did go?
Steve, these were counterintelligence investigations. They're different from criminal. Criminal investigation is the vindication of the rule of law in judicial proceedings. Counterintelligence investigations belong to the president. They're only done for one reason, and that is to gather intelligence so that the president can carry out his national security responsibilities under the Constitution. So any counterintelligence investigation is the president's investigation.
This goes to the West Wing.
it goes to the president. That's the way it's supposed to work. If it's not working that way, then it shouldn't be a counterintelligence investigation in the first place. But here we don't have to speculate because there's plenty of indication that President Obama was informed and knew exactly what they were doing.
Ooh, that's interesting. I might have to get him on the air with his new book here. I'll see if I can find his publicist. Making progress down to the southern border. Let's try to do this one because this may get aged for progress at southern border. Let's listen in.
Progress at our southern border, apprehensions dropping for the second straight month. Customs and Border Protection encountering just over 82,000 people along the border in the month of July, which is a 21% drop from the month before.
So is this proof the deal with Mexico is working? USCBP Deputy Commissioner Robert Perez joins us now. That's the question. Is that proof that this is working?
Well, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me here. And yes, it is. I think it's absolute proof, Todd. Unquestionably, an agreement with the government of Mexico that it was literally unprecedented by way of the degree of cooperation, the commitment they've made to enforce and go down in numbers with their National Guard and law enforcement along their border to the south with Guatemala, interior enforcement up, as well as enforcement along our southern border. That coupled with the collaboration with the Migrant Protection Protocol and some of the work that we've been doing with the Northern Triangle countries, all combined, you've seen those numbers drop now 2 months in a row. I have to emphasize, though, gentlemen, that despite the fact that those numbers dropped about 21% from one month to another, the demographic is still 65% families and children. There are still alien smuggling organizations making their living on the backs of vulnerable children and families. That is the reason why we continue to talk about targeted changes to the legal framework in order to put those criminals out of business. It is absolutely imperative we do that.
This guy's pretty good. It's making me feel better about the whole situation. Let's continue on with the progress at the southern border.
The bad guys are exploiting our legal system. They know exactly what the rules are.
Exactly right, Steve. And that, again, is something we've been talking about for the better part of a year. And while, look, the emergency supplemental, for example, helped also decongest our facilities. You know, we were overcrowded for months as we sit here now from a peak of 18,000 to 19,000 people in custody. We have just over 4,000. We have less than 200 children in CBP custody right now. That's all improved. But the lasting change, the way we put these criminals out of business and get these children out of the hands of the smugglers is to make the targeted changes to the legal framework.
And when I say the bad guys, I'm talking about the cartels and people who are exploiting these people. Something else we wanted to talk to you about. At Google, which is the big search
engine,
there's a petition that has appeared on Medium, the website. And here's the headline. Google must stand against human rights abuses. Hashtag no GCP for CBP. And here's a quote from the petition. We demand that Google publicly commit not to support CBP, ICE, or ORR with any infrastructure funding or engineering resources directly or indirectly until they stop engaging in human rights abuses in working with those three outfits. Google would be trading its integrity for a bit of profit and joining a shameful lineage. We have only to look at IBM's role working with the Nazis during the Holocaust to understand that role that technology can play in automating mass atrocity. They don't want Google to be involved in a cloud computing contract, which is coming up.
Okay, so what I will share with you both, gentlemen, is that I think, from my perspective, 26 years plus of being in this business, policy debates are perfectly acceptable. The vilification of law enforcement professionals, not appreciating and understanding, frankly, what these dedicated public servants are doing every day, taking a sworn oath to protect their communities, to put the lives of others in front of their own. We in CBP, our Border Patrol agents alone, have rescued over 4,000 people in the middle of the deserts in running dangerous rivers just this year. That is what is really concerning to me. And while, look, again, I think people are perfectly, you know, capable and should have vigorous debate about policy. What concerns me is also how dangerous some of this, again, unacceptable, frankly, vilification of the men and women tends to be at times.
That is amazing that Google is doing that. And the way that they see it, that it's a human rights violation versus an upholding of the law. So he's going to talk about the human rights aspect of this thing. Can we fit it in?
Yeah. But are you violating human rights?
No.
Absolutely not, Steve.
Right.
And so that's why I say again, it's unacceptable, because these are the men and women of these same communities. These are your neighbors, your family members, and the folks, again, who've sworn an oath to put the well-being of this country and all the folks in their communities before their own.
How does it feel to be compared to a regime that killed upwards of 6 to 11 million people?
It's disgustingly unacceptable, Todd. It is absolutely disgustingly unacceptable. And I will tell you again that the men and women of CBP, of ICE, of the entirety of the Department of Homeland Security every day come to work with the utmost professionalism, the utmost vigilance and dedication. That is why you're seeing just as much a reason why you're seeing the changes you are along the southern border right now in the midst of what is continues to be a crisis. And they've earned our respect.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Yeah, thank you for making me where I could go to my doctor's appointment and be very, very comfortable. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for the TGIF edition of the Dan Moore Show. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Grabby Doe the Great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney calling for lawmakers to strengthen gun control laws in the wake of last night's shooting in his city that injured six police officers.
Getting relief in the form of meaningful gun control legislation will save lives. The lives of residents and the lives of men and women who have sworn to protect us. Incidents like this should not keep happening, not in our city and not in our country.
The suspected gunman surrendering after an hours-long gun battle and standoff. Congresswomen Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, critical of Israeli policies, have been barred from entering the country.
President Trump spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu this